Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light, save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light, won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Somebody say, play your life, play your life.
This is no ordinary worship. Hallelujah. We give God glory and give him praise and give him honor for tonight, and we praise God for all that he is doing, and we thank God for his magnificent power and his anointing that is upon our lives to accomplish the work that he has assigned to our hands to do. And so tonight we just give God all the glory and all the praise and thank him for what he is doing in our life. Amen. And we thank God for each and every one of you who has tuned in tonight to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so excited that you have tuned in tonight. And we want to encourage you, as we always do, trust in God. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your pathway. I know that we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to the Lord, including you. Amen. And so we want to praise God for what he is doing. And God wants all of us to be saved and to be delivered and set free and walk in his power and his anointing. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Amen. And so we all have an opportunity to be saved and live the life that God has called us to live. And on this earth, we are going to have some trials and tribulations. We might as well already know that. But God has said that we should be of good cheer and be of good courage because Jesus, his son, has already overcome. All right? So we just thank God for you and each one of you who has tuned in on tonight. We are Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield from the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church. We are the assistant pastors, and our leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, Bishop lead pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones, and worship leader is Pastor Sakri Osla. And we want to just thank God for what he is doing in our church and in our lives. And tomorrow we will be celebrating the Lord, and we usually have two services, an 8 a.m. service and also a 10:45 service, and in between there is Sunday school. But we are going to one service. That service is going to start at 10 a.m. We want to invite each and every one of you to come out and share with us in this celebration. We want to give you a color scheme so that you can be on one accord. We are going to be on one accord in red. So come on out and share with us on tomorrow. Now, if you don't have any red, just wear what you have, amen, and come on out and share with us. But I just wanted to let you know what our color scheme of unity color is on tomorrow, and it is red. So we just give God glory for what he is doing and what he is going to do in our lives. Now, at the Light of the World, we is celebrating Lent. And so I'm going to read off a couple of the things so that you can really get in on this Lent season with us, and because this what we are doing, it is just for everybody. So we want you to just get in on this Lent season with us. And a couple of the things that they want us to keep in prayer and release is fast from hurting words and say kind words to people. Fast from hurting words and say kind words to people. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. Fast from sadness and be filled with gratitude. We can have a joyful spirit and feel happy when we have gratitude and be fulfilled because of what the Lord has already done for us. Amen. Fast from anger and be filled with patience. I don't encourage you to ask for patience, but just fast from anger and be filled with patience. If you would let go of the anger, then you will be filled with patience for yourself and also for others. Fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. We all want to have hope. So we want to fast from pessimism and be filled with hope. Fast from worry and have trust in God. So we have to trust God with all of our heart and don't lean to our own understanding. So therefore we need to fast from worry, because if we don't trust God, then we will worry about things. Amen. But if we put everything in the Lord's hand, he will take care of it. So we want to make sure that we do that. Also, fast from complaints and contemplate simplicity. Fast from perseverance and be prayerful. All right. Fast from precious. Fast from precious and be prayerful. We got to stay in prayer. And if we stay in prayer, then we won't be pressured by everything. Fast from bitterness and fill your heart with joy. That is what we have to do. We have to fast from bitterness and fill our heart with joy, fill our hearts with joy. So we want to make sure that we keep these directives for Lent. We want to keep these directives prayed up, keep ourselves prayed up, let go of stuff that is going on with us, fast from selfishness and be compassionate to others. We have to do that. And so we want to make sure that we do understand what we are saying here. And I'm telling you, it is really would be an exciting time for us to do this. Fast from grudges and be reconciled. Fast from words, and be silent so that you can listen to what God is trying to say. Fast from words and be silent so that you can hear what the Lord is saying. So this is what we are doing at the Light of the World for Lent. And we want to encourage all of you that are out there in radio land to please get in on this fast and begin to do it. I know you may not was able to remember all of them that I read out, but just grab hold to some of them and begin to pray and begin to seek God concerning them, because each and every one of us have something that is going on with us that we need to release to God, and we need to pray that God will give us better understanding about how we need to handle things in our lives. So come on and give God glory. Give him some praise. Give him some honor for what he has already done. And so we just want to thank God. We thank God for this Turn on the Light broadcast. We are serving a God that is able to bring us out. No matter what type of situation we find ourselves in, he is able to bring us out. He's able to bring us out of any and every situation. Don't think that anything is too hard for God, because that there is nothing that is too hard for our God. He's able to take care of your situation. Yes, that one that you are thinking that it is just too hard for you to handle and it's too hard for the Lord to handle, but I'm here to tell you tonight that God will take care of it for you. So we give God glory and praise for it, what he is doing in our lives. We've been at the church on last night and today, because Dr. Lee Lewis is having a conference, and Bishop Ruth Smith and Bishop Kevin is hosting Through the Light of the World, the conference for them. So it was an awesome, awesome time there. We had a great time. And also at the Jimmy Lee Smith Community Center, they had their luncheon today at 12:30 or so. So we want to just thank God for what the Word is doing. We thank God for Dr. Lee Lewis and all that she is doing, is trying to help us to understand the Marketplace Ministry. And so we thank God for that. We have a word in the house for us on tonight, and my husband, Pastor Butterfield, is going to bring forth the word on tonight, and we are so glad that he is available tonight to bring this word. He has been working diligently with our children, with the basketball
last night. He was out with basketball, and also today he had basketball games at different locations. Last night he had basketball games at different locations, and not at our location. It wasn't home games. There was games in different places, but they still had to. He had to send coaches to other areas, and he had to go to some areas as well to take care of these games. But we give God glory for him and for his life and for all that he is doing. And we give a shout-out to our son, Darryl Butterfield. His birthday was on yesterday. Yesterday he turned 35. He turned 35. So we just so excited. You know, they doing good for themselves. They are doing good for themselves. They are here and they are heading out to have a good time. His brother Stephen Jr. and another friend of theirs and their spouses are heading out to have some fun. And we just came from Mara, Georgia to see them and everything. So they're excited and heading out to have a good time tonight. So we are praying for their safety and that they will have a great time. And also one of our granddaughters, Shantae had her birthday on yesterday as well. So we give a shout out to our granddaughter Shantae and also to our son Darryl Butterfield. Now Stephen Butterfield Jr. Senior, Stephen Butterfield Senior is going to bring forth the word on tonight, and I'm excited about this word that he is going to bring to us on tonight. God bless you, Pastor Stephen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. We greet everybody in the name of Jesus. Thank God for another day that he spared our lives, another time that we can see him who as he is. And we thank God for his mercy and his grace. We love him for loving us like he does. He didn't have to love us, but he does. And we thank God for you and especially you. Everybody that's listening tonight, we pray that this word will be a blessing to you. It's a word that I did at the church last year sometime, and I'm prompt to do it again. So I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 33rd verse. Matthew, the 6th chapter, and the 33rd verse. And I'm going to read two versions of it. And it's a familiar, very, very familiar scripture. And those of you who had a chance to listen to the word, it's going to be a little different tonight, but it's going to be the same word. And we pray that it blesses you. And we'll look at Matthew 6 and 33 and 34. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." 34, just for emphasis, "Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of its things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof." Mm-hmm. And so tonight, the question I have for you is, what's in your wallet? Mm-hmm. What's in your wallet? And I am not trying to promote Capital One, although I have Capital One, but I'm not trying to promote them, but I want you to look at what's in your wallet. And so when I began to study the scripture, I began to think about how Jesus is trying to get the people to look at things differently from what they were looking at it. He began to change, wanted them to change their thinking on how to see life, how to see God, how to see serving him must different from what they believe in before, because now they were doing things according to church, but he wants them to do things now according to the kingdom, because you know there's a difference between the kingdom and church. And so we get church so wrapped up and so religious that God don't even be a part of it. And so we want to make sure that we have a relationship with God, and we are kingdom-minded as opposed to just church-minded. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus is, if you know Matthew, the 5th chapter, he began to tell them, we call it the Beatitudes, but he began to show them how the thinking and the perspective that you look at things got to be different. You can't look at things the same way. And so I want you, when you look at your wallet, what do you see when you look at your wallet? What do you see when you look at your wallet? You know, we have our driver's license, which is our ID, right? We might have a debit card in there. We might have a credit card in there. We might have auto insurance card. We might have medical insurance card. We might have some cash in there. But how do you look at your wallet? When you look at your wallet, what do you think about? Now, if you have a lot of cash in your wallet, it'll change the way you walk. It'll change your attitude. It will change your whole demeanor because you feel like you're loaded. You know, you got it going on. So you can feel real good. But Jesus is trying to tell us, don't look at the natural stuff. He began to blow their mind on the Beatitude. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, you can't, you know, and naturally, you don't necessarily put poor with being blessed.
Right.
It's like an oxymoron. You don't put those two things together. But he began to tell them, this is how I want you to see it, because it ain't what the natural things is, it's what the spirit is. And so he's teaching them how to look from a kingdom perspective as opposed to just looking at what they see. And so when I ask you a question, what's in your wallet, we're going to go and find out how do you look at your wallet, at the things that's in your wallet. How do you see that? And so Jesus is trying to change the people's belief system.
All right.
You know, he wants to tell them that you are blessed when you're poor. You're blessed when you're persecuted. If they persecute you, you're blessed. When you don't have anything, you're still blessed. Because your blessing does not rely on what you have materially. And so he wants them to change their perspective on what being blessed really means. So could you turn to Matthew 5 and read verse 1 through the Beatitudes?
Okay. Starting verse 3? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall rival you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you.
Amen. Now, so Jesus is telling them, now these things that when we look at it, being persecuted don't look to be blessed. People coming against you for no reason, you may not feel blessed. But Jesus said, that's when you are really blessed. He began to tell them, I want you to see things differently. I don't want you to focus on what you see materially, because your belief system, I want you to understand now, your religious background will impact your belief system. And so as you begin to know God and experience Him more, He began to change your belief system. So tonight I hope that when we're done with this message tonight, that your belief system has been increased. To know Him much better. Your belief system comes from your ideas that you accepted as truth, which produce your concept. This is our concept ingrained in our subconscious, which is our heart, our spirit of the mind. We have two minds, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is your deep mind, which is your heart. It is where you store everything that you believe, and it's the center of reasoning where your belief system is. That's where your belief system is. And so your concept controls your thinking, and your thinking controls how you hear, how you feel, and how you see. So your attitude is a demonstration of your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. Your attitude is a demonstration of your belief. God's manner of operation is kingdom concept, kingdom thinking. And so the kingdom of God in the earth, because the reason why Jesus came is to bring the kingdom of God back into the earth. Because what happened is we had dominion, but Adam sold his dominion, his authority, the kingdom of God. He sold it for a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Jesus came into the earth realm to bring the kingdom back to earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come in heaven as it is, and on earth as it is in heaven. We need to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. That's why we're here. And so we need to change. Jesus came preaching repentance, which is a turnaround, a changing of your belief. So the kingdom of God belief system is available to everyone believes.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to see the kingdom like he's trying to show us to it. It's not this earthly thing that we try to, this earthly realm or this earthly government. We don't have to rule over that because we. My mama said we are pilgrims traveling through this foreign land. We got a home somewhere in the sky, my mama would say. And so we don't have, you know, when you are an ambassador, you are in a foreign country, but you have diplomatic immunity. So the laws of that country don't really pertain to you. So we got to understand that the laws of this earth really don't pertain and bind us down because we have dominion. Jesus came to bring us dominion. And so Jesus began to show them, I need you to look at murder a different way. He said you don't have to commit the actual act for it to be murder.
That's right.
If you look on, if you hate somebody without a cause, he said you are ready to commit murder. He said adultery. If you look on a woman and desire her, you already committed adultery. I want you to look at things differently now because it's not about the physical act, but it's the heart issue. He showed them different ways to look at divorce, retaliation, love. Alms, prayer, fasting. He wants them all to look at things different. And when he comes now to the sixth chapter, he began to tell them how to look at wealth. To change your belief system, you must hear the Logos, the Word of God, which is an expression of God's mind. The Word of God is an expression of God's mind. The only thing that can penetrate the heart, your subconscious mind, our spirit, in the form of sight and sound. And that's where words come in. That is why faith cometh by hearing, and hearing are the word of God. You must open your heart to the word of God, and the Holy Spirit will confirm the word as truth, which will change your belief system. Whatever you hear after this is processed through your belief system based on the kingdom concept. So you can look at things as they are. That's why the Bible says we call those things that be not as though they were. And so I want us to look at three ways to look kingdom concept. Jesus is trying to tell us there are three things. The first one is insight. The next one is foresight. And the third one is oversight. And so Jesus wants us to look at our situation, the need that we have, the basic needs. Jesus got so upset with them, he said even only the heathen worry about what they're going to eat or drink.
Right.
He said our believers don't even consider what they got to eat or drink because he began to say, don't your heavenly father, look at the lilies of the field. They don't toil, but they are beautiful. He said Solomon in all of his glory didn't look as good as them. He began to explain to them how you can't even, by worrying, by thinking about it, you can't increase your height, your size.
That's right.
He said, don't even think about that. The Gentiles worry about that, mm-hmm. not the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, look at you looking at this thing wrong. I need you to see that. Seek ye first the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of heaven. And so we got to know, now, what is the kingdom of heaven? Matthew 13 and 44 says, again, the kingdom of heaven, I'm sorry, Romans 14 and 17, it says, God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach,
mm-hmm.
for goodness sake, this is the Message Bible, it's what God does in your life
mm-hmm.
as he set it right. Puts it together and complete it with joy. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
God. That's what the kingdom of God is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't meat or drink.
Right.
Oh, you can't eat this meat. You can't drink this. You can't do this. No, he said, listen, the kingdom of heaven is not a matter of what you put in your stomach. He said, for goodness sake.
Right.
It is what God does with your life. As he set it right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When the kingdom comes to you,
right.
he set everything right.
Right.
That's why Romans 8 says, therefore now there is no condemnation, because now everything is right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He puts it together. Oh, my God. I know you can agree with this, that God had to put you together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When things didn't look right, he had to put you together. And he said, and then he completed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We are complete.
Yes.
So don't let nobody tell you that you're still a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody tell you that's because you didn't do what God say that you're gonna be lost. You're going to the pit of hell.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them the devil is a liar. That Jesus said he completed. And guess what he was completed with? He completed with joy. Oh my God. Your task now is to single-mindedly serve Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the kingdom does to you.
Right.
You are singly-minded serving Christ. That's why he said, seek the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is his rules,
mm-hmm.
is his dominion. Seek after God. Don't seek after what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. No, if you seek God, all of that will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You got to seek God. Do
right.
do that you all kill. And then you do that, he said you kill two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasing God above you and proving your worth to people around you.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is what the kingdom of God is. Let me say that one more time. The kingdom of God is to do that you are pleasing the God above you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this, please.
Mm-hmm.
If you seek the kingdom, you'll be pleasing God above you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some insight now.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about insight. You are aware. Seeking God who is above you and proving your worth to people around you. So people can't tell you what you're worth. if you seek the kingdom, you want to prove your worth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you been on a job where people just pass you over,
mm-hmm.
but you keep living right, you keep doing right, and all of a sudden, now you have this great value. Even if the supervisor don't value you, when somebody needs prayer, guess who they're coming to?
Mm-hmm.
Because now they see your value.
Mm-hmm.
So you prove your worth to people around you. So the kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
is that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to know that when Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom, that's what he wants us to seek. He don't want us to seek to be known by everybody.
Right.
He don't want us to seek to be popular with everybody. He don't want us to be trying to be a pastor, trying to be
mm-hmm.
an apostle, trying to be all these things. He said, know what I want you to do. It's please the God above you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you do that, You'll be proving your worth to the people around you.
Mm.
Because the kingdom of God is not what you eat or not what you drink.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the life as God has set it right. Oh, my God.
Mm.
And put it together and completes it with joy.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I can sit there all night long. That's awesome right there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where God, Jesus, wants us to look at what the kingdom.
That's right.
He wants now to give us, the first one is insight.
Insight.
Mm-hmm. Now, insight is awareness.
Mm-hmm.
When you have insight, when somebody tells you something and you have insight on that matter, you don't have to be shaky about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You are aware of what they're talking about.
Right, exactly.
You have insight. When an incident comes up
mm-hmm.
and they tell you that you cannot have this home that God told you you can have.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody tells you you can't have that job that God told you you can have. When somebody tells you you can't drive the car that God told you you can have.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to say, I am aware of who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the first thing in your wallet is your ID.
Mm-hmm.
See, your ID tells you who you are. Your ID tells you who you are, and then once you know who you are, you know what you can do.
That's right. That's
because
right.
If the devil can get you not knowing who you are,
mm-hmm.
he already got you.
Mm-hmm.
Notice when Jesus was tempted, the first question the devil asked him,
mm-hmm.
if you be the Son of God.
Right, 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 right.
If the devil can have you questioning who you are lost already.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know that you are born again and you are a child of God, then you don't have to be shaken by who you are. You have insight to know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So if your daddy owns everything and you are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, then everything belongs to you. So you don't have to be moved by somebody telling you what you can't have, because you know you can have everything. The Bible said cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. And so you have to be aware. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according to his divine power
mm-hmm.
has given unto us all things,
pertaining
to life and godliness. God already give us,
mm-hmm.
not according to us, not according to what we have, but his divine power.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God, do we realize what we got? He said he already given us everything according to life and godliness.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil can't tell you what you can't have. So we have to be aware, and sometimes we need an eye-opener to become aware of who we are. Identification is who we are. And so when I begin to think about when Elijah was in the, woke up out of sleep and seemed like the enemy was all surrounded, the hills were full. I mean, the enemy was everywhere. His servant began to doubt and think, "We're gonna die." But Elijah say, "It's more of us than them."
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, the servant did not have insight.
Right.
He was looking at it from a natural perspective.
Right.
But
right.
Elijah said, "God opened his eyes."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when his eyes became open, he had insight. And he saw the hills were full of heavenly hosts.
My Lord.
My God, if you're going through something today, you got to look at insight of what God has done for you. We are surrounded by heavenly hosts who was here to fight on our behalf.
Yes.
Oh, my God. If we realize that we have weapons that the devil cannot defeat, he can't come against it. We have infantry that's ready to fight on our behalf, but we need to have an insight to see what God sees.
Yeah.
See what we have, not by the natural, but by the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We are a spiritual being having a natural experience.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the natural fool you. Don't let the natural distract you from who you are. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
That's right.
You are sons of God. Oh, my God. I didn't say sons of Queen Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I said, sons of God. So do you know which power you got? When you don't have to worry about money not being in your pocket. Prince Harry, don't worry about having cash. All he has to do is, and he listen. He don't even have to go to the stores, y'all.
He don't have to go to the stores.
Oh, my God. He sent one of his servants. Good God Almighty. So go pick up this. He got a butler that dresses him. We got the same thing because we are royalty. Oh, my God. Woo! My God. We have angels who dresses us. He puts on the helmet of salvation, put on the breastplate of righteousness. We got angels who dresses us. We can send an angel out to do our bidding. But we need to know that we have insight. Inside, we can see things that others would never see. So when God tell you to do something, don't look at the physical. God will give you the insight and you'll be able to see even though it don't look like it. If God said it, that's the way it's going to be. A great example is Abraham and Sarah. He told them he's going to be father of many nations. This man didn't even have a chick or a child. And his wife was barren, he was old. But they trust God because they had insight. They were aware of what God was talking about. The next thing is we have to have foresight. Now, foresight is like an intuition. You just know it. You can't see it yourself. You don't even see it in the field, but you just got this feeling. Oh, my God. You know, I was raised in the Bahamas, and any time it was about to rain, there was a certain fragrance that came in the atmosphere. We just know it's about to rain. It's about to rain. And so when we have foresight, we can tell when something is about to happen.
That's right.
Sometimes we don't understand it. God would say, don't go there. Move over here. Move there. And God would do that and show us that we have foresight. And so when we have that, we know that God is on our side. So when we have foresight, when we have a credit card, when we have a debit card, we would know what's in our account. We don't look at what's in the bank account, but what God tells us to do, he knows that there's something coming to replace what we're going to move out. When God bless you with something and he tells you to give that to somebody, you better know that God already know that what he's going to do to replace what you just gave. So you have to have that foresight to know if God tells you to do something, he's got a plan.
That's right. Got a plan for you.
And you will not be losing on nothing because the Bible said God causes us to triumph. He makes us win.
That's right.
So when he tells you to do something, don't be afraid. Just allow the foresight of God to take over. Let the Holy Ghost, he would foresee some stuff. But even though you don't see it, the Holy Ghost would reveal stuff to you. He said, it had not really appeared unto men what God is going to do for us. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for his people. But he says, revealed to them that are called. And so we have to know that we have to look at our wallet with foresight. We may not have much cash in it. But if God tells us to give whatever cash we have, God already got a plan to replace that cash. Oh, my God. I can tell you that God has a way to bless you. So if he tells you to do something, you don't have to be concerned about it. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. And he said the next thing going to happen is all these, not some things now.
Oh.
Hang on. God don't hit or miss. He said all these things shall be added unto you. But it's how you're looking at it. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on, what you're going to wear. Don't worry about that stuff. He said the heathens do that. I'm the children of God. You don't worry about that because you have foresight. You already know God's going to work it out. You ain't trying to figure it out.
Right.
Because it's already worked out. So you know that you ain't dwelling with, oh, my God, I don't know how this going to happen. No, if God tell you to write that book, God already have people in place to help you along the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God tell you to start that business, God already have people along the way that you're going to meet that are going to help you get that business going.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you in a bad place right now, your credit ain't good, don't be looking at all that. Look at the in foresight that God got a way to move this thing and put you where you need to be. That's foresight. When you look at your wallet, you may not have, you are sick. You may not have insurance. So your wallet, when you look in your wallet, you can't see the insurance card.
Right, right, right.
Don't you worry about that. God got you.
Mm-hmm.
He can heal you where you don't have to go to the doctor.
That's right.
Oh, my God. God got you, but you got to look at it with foresight. The last thing is you have to have oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first look at this word oversight, I begin to say oversight means that you made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you overlooked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you overlooked it. But when I look at another meaning,
mm-hmm.
it says that this is supervision. Oversight, meaning
super.
That you have the oversight.
Oh, yeah.
The over,
mm-hmm.
the total.
Yeah.
See, you can see the whole picture.
Discernment.
Oh, my God.
Discernment.
Oh, my God. You have the you see where God told you to go to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And although the storm is raging, before you get to the other side, you don't worry about the storm because you already see the other side. You already see that you are on the other side. You ain't got there yet, but you already, because the Bible says, for Jesus, he didn't worry about the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for the joy that was set before him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cross came first.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, what he put in front of him was joy. He said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
Yeah,
so what we got to do when life come at us,
mm-hmm.
we got to look at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have the oversight of it,
mm-hmm.
that God gonna work this out because we win.
Yeah,
He causes us to win.
Mm-hmm.
We can't lose. So no matter what I'm dealing with tonight, what
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with in my circumstances,
mm-hmm.
God is causing me to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the oversight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at it. I don't look at my water like, oh, my God, I don't have nothing in here. No, I look at it because I am a child of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God causes me to win. He has given me everything according to life and godliness. There is no way I can lose. So the oversight, the big picture is
mm-hmm.
it's going to be all right. Whether it's my health,
mm-hmm.
if I don't have the insurance card in my wallet,
mm-hmm.
God got a plan for me. Whether it's the auto I need, the car I need,
mm-hmm.
whatever the furniture I need, whatever I need, God already, I'm looking at the oversight. God said He will supply all of my needs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, He shall supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So I don't have to worry and be despondent about anything because now I'm looking at it now from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing it as I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking through the eyes of faith,
mm-hmm.
not by eyes of facts. Facts will kill you,
mm-hmm.
but faith will make you live.
Yeah.
And so we got to see things the way God sees it. Just like we starting a series at Light of the World now about giants.
Mm-hmm.
And God began to tell me that if we look at giants like God look at giants, we would see that G.I. in giants is God in sight.
Mm-hmm.
When God sees giants, He sees ants,
mm-hmm.
A-N-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to look at giants like they're so great. No, if we look at it in the oversight, in the insight of God, we'll see giants like ants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know God is bigger than anything.
Right.
So a giant is small to God. So we got to see things from the kingdom. That's why He said, seek ye first the kingdom. When you get the insight on the kingdom, now you see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Things that seem so big and so big that you can't handle it, now you see it as a small thing. Because nobody's bigger than God.
That's right.
And so tonight I want you to check your wallet again.
Check it.
Check your wallet. See what's in there. Because if you look at it, insight, kingdom insight, kingdom foresight, and kingdom oversight, you will know that you are loaded.
You got everything you need.
Donald Trump ain't got nothing on you. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. But you know who's on the throne. It doesn't matter who's in the governor's house. Because Jesus is on the throne. And we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the earth is the Lord's.
The earth is the
and
Lord.
The fullness thereof.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Everything belongs to the Lord. And we give God all the glory and all the praise for this word tonight. And really, actually, we want to hear from you tonight. We hope that this word has blessed you. What's in your wallet? And you have found out tonight you have everything you need in your wallet.
Amen.
Amen. Everything you need is in your wallet. We want you to press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air to talk to this man of God on tonight. And he was encouraging us to trust God because God has all power and everything in his hand, and we're joint heirs with Jesus. Amen. And so we have everything that we need. Just trust God. He will provide it. Press 1 on your phone. We will bring you live on the air to talk to Pastor Butterfield. He mentioned that your attitude is a demonstration of your beliefs. Your attitude is a demonstration of your beliefs. And that's a powerful statement right there. Just to look at what your attitude is, it means that you believe whatever it is, however way you're acting or responding to a particular thing, that means that you believe that thing.
Yeah.
It does not mean that it's true,
right.
Just true in your head, in your heart, but it may not really be truth. Therefore, we have to make sure that we stay in prayer and know that God is able to bring us out of every situation, every circumstance, bring us to a place of victory no matter what. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, God, don't be shy tonight. Press 1 on your phone, and we will bring you live on the air to if you need prayer or you just want to elaborate on the word or whatever, if you want to make a comment or whatever, we would be glad to have you to come on and share with us.
Amen.
We want to encourage you again to come out to our church on tomorrow. Starting our new service time on tomorrow, which is going to be at 10 a.m. And usually we have an 8 o'clock and a 10:45 service. So tomorrow we will begin our unity service. It's 10 o'clock. So we want you to come out and share with us. And Sunday school begins at 9 a.m. So come on out and share with us. We see that we have one in queue. Your number is, the first digit is 678. The last four digits is 5947. And you are now live on the air, caller.
Hi, how are you all tonight?
Nice.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to agree with Pastor Butterfield and affirm what he was saying when God, this is Teresa Webb.
Oh.
Okay. I just want to agree with what he was saying and affirm because with what he was saying about how God, when he tells you to do something, trust him, because I've been doing that a lot lately. When he told me to step out on my business, but lately I've had some jobs that he told me to do, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm looking at what I see that's not in the bank, and he just telling me to go and accept them. And so when I accepted them, you know, I heard him say, step up, you know, like upgrade, you know, don't just do it the same way. You know, I want you to do something different this time. And so when I stepped out and started doing that, it was like money just started coming from other people, you know.
Wow.
And I have to thank my daughter and them too, because when I told them, I say, God says, step up. And then I was getting a little, I say, hesitant. And my daughter said, didn't you say God say step up? Then you need to step up. So you have those voices that's there with you, you know, encouraging you and pushing you on too. You know, when you started, you know, just started to like, okay, well, you know, it's like, don't look at what you see, but keep on going and do what God told you to do. And truly, I'm here to testify that he is a blessing. He's blessed me. And I'm, you know, and that's what he's teaching me to just, you know, like when I tell you to move, move. And when I tell you to do it, do it.
Man, amen.
That is so awesome. That's dealing with that inside and knowing who you are. And so once you know who you are, you're walking in your purpose, and God began to just do, and he just overtake you with blessings.
He does, and I praise God for that.
Yes, and great job you did today, too.
Thank you. That was one of those step-ups.
So you were stepping up today, were you? You stepped
up today. Yes, we did. Yeah, well, thank God for that.
Awesome.
And you all
awesome.
Have a blessed night, and I enjoyed your message tonight.
Thank you so much.
God.
Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
God
we appreciate
bless.
Your support.
Yes. We praise God for you.
Amen.
Yes, God is really good, and he's awesome, and he really will help us out.
Amen.
If we allow him to do that. Even in the in life, he will help us out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in, and we thank God for the caller that called in, and she's walking in purpose and doing
Amen.
What the Lord has said, and we know somebody's going to hear this word tonight and at a later date, going to hear that testimony and be able to step out
Amen.
Themselves
Amen.
To do what the Lord has said. So it just take a little nudge sometime for us to do. So we just give God glory and give him praise for it. Again, we want you to come out to the lighter world on tomorrow. And don't forget now, those of you and those of you that don't know about our marriage conference, Marriage Utopia conference that is coming up in April 24th and the 25th, we want you to go online and go on and get your ticket and everything. So go to marriageutopia.org. And you will be able to pay. You could pay a small amount.
Book
it don't
online.
Matter. Book online. Also, if you are a member of our church, you can also see us on tomorrow to go and sign you up on tomorrow at the 10:45 service or sometime after the 10:45 service. The 10 o'clock service. We'll be glad to sign you up. So we want you to go on and because we're getting filled up. So we want you to go on and please get your ticket. Let us know that you want to come. It's going to be an awesome time. It is really going to be awesome. We're going to have a great time in the Lord, and we're going to be filled with the Word and also filled with food. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to have an awesome time. So please come on out and share with us. At the Marriage Utopia Conference, which is April the 24th and the 25th. And you can just go in online and sign up, or you can sign up at the church with me, Pastor Butterfield. Thank you so much.
Amen. So on next Saturday at 8 p.m., dial
917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light
broadcast
with Pastor Stephen
and
Ann
Butterfield.